This is the Sakar Merli of the 19th of June 2026. Essence, sweet children, Shiv Baba cannot accept the flowers you offer him because he neither becomes a worshipper nor worthy of worship. You too mustn't wear garlands of flowers at the confluence age. Question. Who can claim a right to the throne of the future kingdom? Answer. Those who conquer the heart throne of the mother and father at this time will become those who are seated on the future throne. It is a wonder how children overtake their parents. They make effort and even go ahead of their parents. Song. Leave your throne of the sky and come down to earth. Om Shanti. You sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children heard the song. The notion of omnipresence vanishes with this song. It is because the people of Bharat are now very unhappy that they remember him. All of these songs have been created according to the drama. People of the world don't know this. The Father comes to purify the impure and to liberate people from their sorrow and give them happiness. You children know that that same Father has come. You children have recognized him. He himself sits here and tells you, I enter an ordinary body and tell you the secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end of the whole world. There is only one world. It is just that it becomes old and new. Just as a body is new in childhood and it then becomes old. You wouldn't say that there are two bodies, the new one and the old one. It is just one body, but it becomes old from new. In the same way, there is just this one world. From new, it has now become old. When was it new? No one can tell you this. The Father comes and explains. Children, when the world was new, Bharat was new. It used to be called the Golden Age. That same Bharat has now become old. This is called an old world. That new world has become old, and it now definitely has to become new again. Some children have had visions of the new world. Okay, who were the masters of that new world? Truly, Lakshmi and Narayan were. The original eternal deities were the masters of that world. The Father is explaining this to you children. The Father says, now constantly remember this. The Father has come from the Supreme Region to teach us. He has come to teach us Raj Yoga. All the praise belongs to that one. There is no praise of this one. At this time, all have degraded intellects and don't understand anything. This is why I come, and it is also why these songs have been composed. The notion of omnipresence vanishes through this song. Each one has his own part. The Father repeatedly tells you, renounce body consciousness and become soul conscious, and imbibe these teachings with your physical organs. Although you see this Baba walking and moving around, remember Shiv Baba. always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is doing everything, and that Brahma is not there. Even though his form is seen with your eyes, let your intellect go to Shiv Baba. If Shiv Baba were not here, this one's soul and body would be of no use. Always remember that Shiv Baba is in this one, and that he is teaching through this one. This one is not your teacher. That one is the supreme teacher. You have to remember that one. Never remember the body. Connect your intellect in yoga to the Father. Children, remember him and say, come and teach us this knowledge and yoga once again. No one apart from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can teach Raj Yoga. It is in the intellects of you children that only he sits and tells you this knowledge of the Gita. This knowledge then disappears. There is no need for it there, because the kingdom will have been established and you will have received salvation. Knowledge is given to take you from degradation into salvation, and everything else belongs to the path of devotion. No one can attain me by doing any of those things of the path of devotion, such as penance, tapasya, making donations and performing charity. The wings of souls are broken. Souls have stone intellects. I have to come to change those who are stone into divine. The Father says there are so many human beings now. They fill the whole world like mustard seeds. Everyone is now to be destroyed. There aren't so many human beings in the Golden Age. In that new world, you will have a lot of physical comfort, and there are very few human beings. Here, there are so many people that there isn't enough food for them to eat. This earth is now old and very barren, and it will then become new. There, everything is new. The very name is so sweet. Heaven, Bahist, the new world of deities. The heart desires to demolish this old one and sit in that new one. It is now a question of going to that new world of heaven. This old body has no value. Shiv Baba doesn't have a body of his own. Children say, we want to garland Baba. However, if you garland this one, the yoga of your intellects would go to him. Shiv Baba says, there is no need for a garland. Only you become worthy of worship and worshippers. You yourselves become worthy of worship, and you yourselves become worshippers. Therefore, you begin to worship your own images. Baba says, neither do I become worthy of worship, nor is there any need for flowers, etc. Why should I wear those? This is why Baba never accepts a garland of flowers. You are becoming worthy of worship, and you can therefore wear as many flowers as you want. I am the most beloved, obedient father of you children. I am also your teacher and your servant. When important royal people sign letters, they write Minto or Curzon, viceroys at the beginning of the 20th century. They would never write Lord so-and-so for themselves. Here they write Sri Lakshmi Narayan, Sri so-and-so. They very quickly write the title Shri for themselves. The father sits here and explains, "Do not remember this body now. Have the faith that each of you is a soul and remember the father. In this old world, both souls and their bodies are impure. When gold is 9 carat, the jewellery made from it will also be 9 carat. Alloy is mixed into gold. Don't ever consider souls to be immune to the effect of action. You have this knowledge at this time. You receive the reward for half a cycle, for 21 births. And therefore, a lot of effort has to be made. However, you children repeatedly forget." Shiv Baba is giving us teachings through Brahma. Even the Brahma soul has to remember him. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are residents of the subtle region. The father first creates a subtle region. The land of Nirvana is the highest on high land. The land of Nirvana, of souls, is the highest of all. All devotees remember the one God. However, because they have become Tamopritam, they have forgotten the Father and continue to worship pebbles and stones, etc. We know that whatever is happening, it is being shot, that is recorded in the drama. Once something is shot in the drama, for instance, if a bird flies across the scene, then that will continue to be repeated again and again. If a kite is flying and that has been recorded, then that will continue to be repeated again and again. Here too, every second of the drama continues to repeat. It continues to be shot. This drama is predestined. You are actors, and you watch the whole drama as detached observers. Every second passes by according to the drama. When a leaf shakes, it is the drama that is passing by. It isn't that every leaf moves according to the directions of God. No, all of this is fixed in the drama. This has to be understood very clearly. Only the Father comes and teaches Raj Yoga and gives you this knowledge of the drama. Very good pictures have been created. The needle of the clock is shown at the confluence age. It is the confluence of the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. There are now innumerable religions in this old world. These will not exist in that new world. You children should constantly think, the Father is teaching us and we are godly students. God speaks, "I make you into kings of kings. Kings worship Lakshmi and Narayan. I am the one who makes them worthy of worship. Those who were worthy of worship have now become worshippers. You children understand that you were worthy of worship and that you have now become worshippers. Baba doesn't become that. Baba says, I neither become worthy of worship nor a worshipper. This is why I am neither garlanded nor do I have to garland anyone else. Therefore, why should I accept flowers? Even you cannot accept them. According to the law, those deities have a right to them, because both the souls and their bodies are pure. They are the only ones who have a right to flowers. There, in heaven, there are only fragrant flowers, flowers for giving fragrance. They are even for wearing. The Father says, you children are now becoming the garland around Vishnu's neck. You will sit on the throne number-wise. Whatever effort each of you made in the previous cycle, you are making that effort now and will continue to do so. It is number-wise. The intellect says that so-and-so is very serviceable. In a shop, someone can be the owner, a partner, or the manager. Those under him also receive promotion. It is the same here. You children have to gain victory over the mother and father. You become amazed how you can go ahead of the mother and father. The Father helps you children to make effort and makes you worthy of being seated on the throne. This is why it is said, conquer my heart throne, and you will be seated on the future throne. Make so much effort that you can become Narayan from an ordinary man. There is just the one main aim and objective. A kingdom is being established, and so there is a variety in the status there. You have to make full effort to conquer Maya. You have to interact with your children, etc., with a lot of love, but remain a trustee. On the path of devotion, you used to say, God, all of this was given by you. You have taken back what you gave us in trust. Okay, in that case, there is no need to weep. However, this is a world of weeping. People tell many stories. They tell the story of the king who conquered attachment. He didn't even feel any pain. He shed his body and took another. There is no illness there. There you have ever healthy bodies that are free from disease for 21 births. Some children have had visions. They have had visions of all those customs and systems, what dress, etc., they will wear and how many marriages take place. All of that part has now passed. At that time, you didn't have as much of this knowledge. You children are now receiving so much strength day by day. All of this is fixed in the drama. It is a wonder. Even the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has such an important part. He himself sits here and explains to you all about the work he does while sitting up there, even on the path of devotion. Only once in the whole cycle do I come down here. There are many who just worship the incorporeal one. However, they have lost the aspect of how the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and teaches us. They put Sri Krishna's name in the Gita, which was why their love for the incorporeal one was broken. It was God himself who came and taught us Raj Yoga and changed the world. The world continues to change. The ages continue to turn. You have now understood the cycle of this world drama. People don't know anything. They don't even know the deities of the Golden Age. Only the signs of the deities remain. The Father explains, constantly consider yourselves to belong to Shiv Baba and that he is teaching you. Shiv Baba always gives you teachings through this Brahma. You will then continue to enjoy yourself a great deal in having remembrance of Shiv Baba. Could anyone else be such a god, a father? He is the father, the teacher, and also the Satguru. Some fathers also teach at a school, so their children would say, "My father is also my teacher." However, it wouldn't be that father would also be a guru. Yes, he can be a teacher. A father would never be called a guru. This one's father was also a teacher who used to teach. He was a limited father and teacher. That one is an unlimited father and teacher. Even to consider yourselves to be God's students is great fortune. It is so clear that God the Father is teaching us. Baba is so sweet. Sweet things are remembered, just as there is love between a lover and beloved. They don't love one another for vice. They simply continue to gaze at one another. You souls have yoga with the Father, the Supreme Soul. The soul says, Baba is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of love. He enters this impure world and an impure body and makes us so elevated. It is remembered, it didn't take God long to change human beings into deities. You go to paradise now in a second. You become deities from human beings in a second. This is your aim and objective. You have to study for this. Guru Nanak also said, God washes the dirty, impure clothes. There is this Lux Aim soap. Baba says, I am such a good laundryman. I make your clothes, you souls, and your bodies so pure and clean. You mustn't even remember this one, Dada. This whole task is Shiv Baba's. Therefore only remember him. He is sweeter than this one. He says to you souls, you can look at the chariot of Brahma with those eyes, but remember Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is making you become like diamonds from shells through this one. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Make effort to conquer the heart throne of the father. Become a trustee in the family and interact with everyone with love. Become a conqueror of attachment. 2. Make the soul clean and pure with the power of yoga. While seeing everything with those eyes, remember the One Father. Don't accept garlands of flowers here, but become a fragrant flower. Blessing. May you be an elevated effort maker who has renounced all desires for any reward and who makes good effort. An elevated effort maker is one who doesn't have any desire to experience some reward for his efforts. Where there are desires, cleanliness finishes and you become one who constantly has thoughts. Those who want to experience their rewards here deprive themselves of accumulating their future incomes. Therefore, instead of the word desire, icha, remember the word good, acha. An elevated effort maker constantly makes effort to become flawless. He or she never fails at anything. Slogan: use the facilities as a lotus flower, because they are the fruit of your karma yoga. Aviat signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. The children who are full renunciates will definitely have the main virtues of easiness and tolerance. Such children remain cheerful and they also attract everyone. They are loving to one another. If there isn't easiness, there cannot be love. You saw in the Sakar form that to the extent he was knowledgeful, his nature was accordingly easy and simple. Mature with mature ones and a child with children. Om Shanti.